Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's gonna finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than three decades. And straight up today, we're talking 2014. It's in the rearview mirror. Look at it. It's over. No more big fights. UFC sort of rested. Bellator's rested. I mean, there'll be some minor league fights coming the end of the year, but straight up, UFC coming back for us. UFC 183. Incredible. I mean, Daniel Cormier challenging John Jones for the light heavyweight championship of the world. 205-pound title, of course, 6'4". John Jones, the string bean that he is. Daniel Cormier, a short fire plug type of fighter with a great wrestling base. Of course, I'm going with the upset there. And I'll come right out and I'll say it. I think that Daniel Cormier upsets John Jones, just like Chris Weidman upset Anderson Silva. You can just see it. It's their styles. The styles, the timing, everything. Everything favors Daniel Cormier in this fight. Of course, except the reach and the height. And he'll take care of that. He's been the shorter guy all along. I mean, remember? He was the Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion. Beat up Josh Barnett. You know, beat up Frank Mir. Yee, those guys were big heavyweights, super heavyweights. Now he's fighting light heavyweight. And I think he'd take care of John Jones come January the 3rd. Las Vegas, pay-per-view UFC. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. I hope you've downloaded the iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com because you can take Ring Talk Live Worldwide anywhere you go on your smartphone or your portable device. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
You know, it's been bittersweet because this is where I started my career. This is where I built my career, all in this organization, you know. So it's bittersweet to see it go. But you know what, man, it's all about progression. And, you know, I was actually going to be out of Strike Force anyway. But, you know, it's a business, man. We really have no idea what went on behind the scenes to get to this point. So outside of just emotionally feeling like, man, I would have loved Strike Force to continue on, I really don't know much on the subject, you know.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. Tower of Power and War sharing the bill at the San Jose Civic Auditorium. They've renamed this place, this arena. It holds about 4,000 people. It's like it was built back in the day like a Juniper Serra's, like adobe bricks, that kind of stuff. Anyway, really old-fashioned Spanish style. Anyway, I held a knockout record in this arena of 19 seconds from like 1982 to like 2009. And somebody drilled somebody in 12 seconds. I was told about this, and somebody sent me an email on it. I think it was a MMA event, but the bottom line is my record was broken. But last night, Tower of Power and War shared the bill. They went to war, per se. And it was pretty cool to see all those old schoolers in the house. Had a great time. Of course, Emilio Castillo, Tower of Power, 47 years now. Man, longest run. Man, the Godfather's of Soul, straight up from the East Bay, East Bay Soul. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking MMA. Now, the big news this week has been the lawsuit filed against the UFC, Zuffa Sports. Of course, Zuffa Sports is the parent company that owns the UFC. Of course, the parent company consists of the Dubai government owning 13%. Dana White owning 10%, and Franco Lorenzo Fertitta, the two Las Vegas billionaires, the casino owners of the Palace casinos in Las Vegas, they own the rest, okay? And, of course, for many, many years, we've been saying, you know, it doesn't seem like the guys in the UFC are getting paid really what they should be getting paid, because if you're getting 200,000 pay-per-views, we're using this as an example, okay? 200, because I know some of you guys aren't mathematicians, and certainly I'm not. So anyway, if you look at this from a statistical point of view, just from stats, let's look at this. Right? 200,000 homes on a pay-per-view. 200,000 homes at $50 a pop. That's $10 million. You split that in half with the cable company. It's a 50-50 split. Okay, so you walk with $5 million. Now, when you look at the entire UFC card, you know, when guys are making like $40,000 in the main event and $100,000 in the main event. I mean, there was one report where the queen of MMA, the world's bantamweight champion, I know this cannot be true, but they stated from her payouts for the Nevada State Athletic Commission, she only got like $100,000 for a fight. $100,000 to headline a pay-per-view? If that's the case, and according to these reporters at BloodyElbow.com, we're talking about these guys, John Nash and Brent Brookhouse. These guys have been on this for like months. Okay, chasing rumors back and forth that a class action lawsuit was forthcoming by different UFC fighters. In fact, one guy is still with the UFC. Not much of his career left, or I think he's 43 years old now, something like that. But Kung Lee was one of the guys that filed suit here. Okay, and they're alleging that, you know, the UFC cornered the market, made it a monopoly, structured guys' purses where they weren't making any money. And if you said anything against Dana or against the company, guess what, man? You are out. You know, you can rap all over Fallon Fox, you get a second chance. But say something about Dana, unless you're like John Jones or somebody of that ilk, you know, they're going to find a way to weed you out. That's just the way it is. And this lawsuit, they're asking for hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, I mean, that, of course, every lawsuit goes in asking that. But I think that when the labor people get involved, and I think there's been some labor attorneys involved with this, and you bring in the corporate accountants and that kind of good stuff, you get all the bean counters together, and they realize, you know, the fighters do deserve more. So eventually, this lawsuit, I think, will be settled. I think the Fertittas, Zuffa Sports, will eventually settle this contract. In some way, they'll settle this contract. I mean, this lawsuit. I don't see how they can go forward. I really don't. I think that their philosophy, the way that they do things, it reeks of a monopoly. I mean, I've talked about that before, and I've had UFC fighters on this show that have thought that it's not good to have just, you know, one circus in town if you're a circus performer. It's not. If Ringling Brothers is your only gig, guess what? You got to kiss some Ringling Brothers ass. If not, you're out on the street. Same thing with the UFC. Of course, you've got Bellator, and we'll get to that in just a minute. Bellator, and of course, a contract dispute with Quentin Jackson. We'll get to that. Rampage Jackson. How much Rampage is left in Jackson? Anyway, we'll get to that in just a minute. But, you know, the fact that there's been a monopoly for a long time now, when they've bought up all the other competing sanctioning bodies. I'm talking about the Pride Fighting Championships out of Japan, where they fought in the ring, which was so cool. And they had that 10-minute opening round. And a lot of guys tell me the 10-minute opening round was like the real deal, because it separated the men from the boys. And get this, it gave you enough time to get your plan together. In other words, if you've got a plan going, you've only got 5 minutes to do it. Okay, but if you've got a 10-minute opening round, to a lot of guys, that was a great advantage. To me, that'd have been hell. 10 minutes, good Lord, a 10-minute round, that's a long, long time. But that's the way they did it in Pride. And, of course, the USC not only bought up Pride, but they bought up Strikeforce. Of course, the aforementioned Danny Cormier, who was in that little sound clip in between breaks there, of course, he talked about the end of Strikeforce, the UFC buying them up. But he was going to the UFC anyway. His contract with Strikeforce was over. But there were other guys that were Strikeforce champions that sort of became just contenders, okay? UFC contenders, sort of like molded in. And it didn't work all that well for a lot of guys. Some guys it did, some guys it didn't, okay? But it's sort of like there's only a certain amount of spots you can fight for in the UFC. I mean, there's only one company. I mean, even if they throw a card like, you know, twice a week, there's enough people in the MMA world, enough class people in the MMA world, I think, to keep that ship afloat. Okay, if they wanted to. Okay, so there is talent out there. But if you can't break in with the UFC and you can't break in with Bellator, what do? You go around the world, you go to Japan or something like that, like Ben Askren did. I mean, got to give it the props to him. Great wrestler. Not the most exciting guy in the world. Sort of looks like a geek. One of those guys that wear, you know, tight jeans and surfer t-shirts and ride a skateboard. Seriously, that's talking about Ben. That's, look up Ben Askren. Look him up on Wikipedia. Think I'm kidding? That guy, that fits his description to a T. But he left. He left Bellator. He wouldn't sign with the UFC. And he says he's making more money across the pond in Japan than he would here. So if that's the case, I think that just bolsters the lawsuit being filed by Kung Lee and these other fighters. Don't you? I mean, think about it. Guy's got to go to Japan. He's undefeated, a welterweight, hot sensation, and he's got to go to Japan to make money. Make more money than he would here in the United States, okay? Fighting for a lesser company than the UFC. Yes, I think that reeks of a monopoly, and I think the UFC is guilty of a monopoly, and we'll see where that goes, but I see this lawsuit being settled. Straight up, a lot of money going to go across the table on this one, I think. Anyway, speaking of the UFC, let's go positive just for a second before we go back to anything negative or lawsuit-orientated and that kind of good stuff. CM Punk, remember him? No, you don't know who he is? He's a professional wrestler, 36 years old. He was the World Wrestling Entertainment champion for a while. And his name is really Philip Jack Brooks. And his gimmick, he's now 36 years old, his gimmick was that he was a straight guy, didn't do any steroids. You know, he had the lean body, 190 pounds, 200 pounds, small for a heavyweight champion of the WWE ilk. And, you know, he was clean. No drugs, no steroids, nothing, no booze, doesn't smoke, that kind of good stuff. The clean, clean cut act, anyway, out of Chicago, Illinois. He's left the world of wrestling entertainment. I think he's still doing some stuff with TNA Wrestling, though, the Total Nonstop Action Wrestling. That's Wednesday night, I believe, on Spike TV. Check out Spike.com, they'll tell you. But UFC 181 on December the 6th, of course, he signed up with the UFC. That's right, a professional wrestler coming over to the UFC. Now, you may think, well, he's not going to fight heavyweight. Heck no, he's not going to fight heavyweight. He's going to fight 185 pounds, middleweight. You know, he's got some Brazilian jiu-jitsu training. He's, you know, he's got some Kenpo karate in his background, but mainly he's an amateur wrestler. Okay, an amateur wrestler. A professional wrestler that had no amateur wrestling background. So that's going to go neg. That's going to be a neg on him. Okay, unless he's a great striker and he doesn't look like the kind of guy that can crack to me. I don't know how long his career is going to be in the in the UFC. Seriously, I mean, how many stiffs can you match? We don't have that many stiffs. There aren't that many stiffs under contract. And, of course, you can bring in opponents, per se. But once you start doing that, you sort of like, you know, went the route of boxing. And that's something that Dana White didn't want to do. He didn't want to bring in, have a lot of setup fights. Okay? But I think you're going to have a couple of setup fights. The guy's 36 years old, never fought in mixed martial arts before. Got some Brazilian jiu-jitsu background. A professional wrestler. I just don't know. You know, throwing punches and holding punches, and big difference. Big difference. You know, and guys, well, you know, this is just a mean guy is a mean guy. Well, I don't know. Brock Lesnar wasn't all that mean. Remember him? Current WWE superstar, former UFC champion, turned his back on Shane Carwin. Shane Carwin rattled his cage, turned his back and ran like a girl. Fight should have been stopped. But it wasn't. He took all kinds of, like 100 shots in that round, remember? That sort of convinced Brock Lesnar that maybe it was time, even before losing to Cain Velasquez, or Junior Dos Santos, that maybe it was time to go back to the world of fake wrestling. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tweet us, Sports Byline USA. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via...
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeball.
Hall of Famer, Academy Award winner, iconic figure that she is, the great Darlene Love. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, talking about Pedro. He's a rebel. You know that. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, 30-plus years now, the longest-running fight show in history. This is the MMA Hour, and of course, we do an hour of boxing and mixed martial arts on Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio Network, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes. Anyway, the bottom line is Saturday, we do a one-hour show. We combine both boxing and mixed martial arts, sort of like set things up for the weekend, because everything happens Saturday night. Then we come back Sunday with a two-hour show, an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. This is the MMA Hour. Of course, the boxing hour starts at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So you can catch us Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio Talk. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download a Ring, download the app, and then, or you can listen online, one or the other. You can listen online like to other shows, past shows, or current shows, and they'll tell you what's happening as far as the future is concerned. In other words, iHeart sort of got this sort of cool. They send you a link when my show's new. In other words, when the show's new, they say, boom, there's a new Ring Talk. You want to listen to it? It's sort of cool. So it sort of reminds you that you can check out Ring Talk Live Worldwide 24/7 anywhere you go on your tablet or your smartphone by downloading the iHeartRadio app. Speaking of downloading, oh, man. Quentin Rampage Jackson. You know, I remember him from the Pride days. I mean, that was probably his prime. I mean, he was a gorilla. I mean it. He, like, they put a chain around his neck. He, like, he was awesome looking. I mean, he just was. I mean, he carried the Pride Federation to an extent. He was carried on his shoulders because when he was hot, he was hot. Some of those guys over there were, like, sizzling before they came to the UFC. Other guys didn't come over to the UFC and do well. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's just the way, put it this way. Fighting in a ring and fighting in a cage is vastly different. It's a different sport. And you've got to be able to adapt to one or the other. And the guys who could fight in the ring couldn't fight in an octagon. The guys who could fight in the octagon couldn't fight in the ring. But back in the day, Quentin Jackson was the guy at 205 pounds in the Pride Fighting Championships, okay? He was their title holder. I mean, he was just like their star. I mean, Ken Shamrock was over there. There were some big, big stars over there. But at one point in time, Quentin Rampage Jackson, when he was Rampage, okay, was the guy over there. Then he came over to the UFC, and he sort of sputtered. Yeah, he won the UFC light heavyweight title. I thought he was going to be champion for a while, but he got old real fast. Sort of indicative of a guy that maybe did a lot of vitamins early on and, you know, starting to wean off the vitamins and not looking all that well doing so. Anyway, he got old, I thought, overnight. And then he sort of got insane at the same time when he decided he was going to drive over the L.A. freeway area. Remember O.J.? Remember O.J.? Yeah, he's resting in jail. Rest in peace. Right. Anyway, he's in jail for the rest of his life, probably in Nevada. But unless he gets terminally ill, they'll probably let him out for a week. But O.J. Simpson had that drive around L.A. Remember that slow speed chase? Well, Rampage Jackson, he decided like 20 years later he was going to do the same thing. And he led the police on a chase all around L.A., the greater L.A. area. It was a slow speed chase. And he was dragging, get this, you're not going to believe this. He was dragging a billboard. It was a moving portable billboard that said Rampage Jackson, UFC star. I kid you not, a big like 25-foot picture of the guy. And he's dragging this all around town with the cops chasing him. So he has a few screws. He has a screw loose maybe. Anyway, then he comes back, so he signs with the UFC after leaving Bellator. Now, he went to Bellator. He had a couple of big fights there. Of course, had the was supposed to have the mega fight. And mega fights really don't happen in Bellator unless you can get, you know, two up-and-comers coming at each other, maybe like, you know, Tito Ortiz doing his thing. But Rampage Jackson, something happened. It just didn't materialize for him in the Bellator Fighting Championships. Now, of course, that was under the former CEO, Bjorn Rebney, who's been out now probably about 4 or 5 months. You know, he had free reign. He could do whatever he wanted. But when Scott Coker took over, Scott Coker being the former CEO and the co-founder of the Strikeforce Fighting Championships, when he took over, he sort of, it's a new sheriff in town, okay? And maybe Rampage, from what I'm reading, Rampage didn't want to deal with some of the issues that Scott Coker was putting forth as far as renegotiating a contract is concerned. But according to Coker, he still has rights, contractual rights to Rampage Jackson. But according to Rampage Jackson, he signed with the UFC. So a multi-fight deal. So what does that mean? That means lawyers. Lawyers are going to make money on this one again. And who knows? I mean, you know, when you're going after the monster, and I don't think the UFC needs any of these lawsuits right now. I don't think it needs, especially with this big class action lawsuit. In other words, they don't need anything piggybacking that $100 million class action lawsuit filed by the former fighters and some of the current fighters at the UFC who felt they've been cheated out of their deserved earnings, okay? I mean, when you add this lawsuit to it and you've got a judge maybe or a panel of judges, maybe an appeals court or a jury looking at this thing saying, you know, maybe there's some merit to what these people are saying. Maybe this is a monopoly. Maybe this is the cancer of MMA. I'm not saying they are. I am not. I want to get that right out. But you've got, let's put everything on the table here. Maybe the 300-pound gorilla in the room has beaten everybody else up in the room unfairly. I mean, if he could be in the room if he wants. He just can't beat people up. He can't take unfair advantage of people, and that's what people are accusing the UFC of doing, taking unfair advantage of fighters by buying up other sanctioning bodies and things like that. So we're going to see where this one goes, that major, major lawsuit. And, of course, now Rampage Jackson and Scott Coker, Viacom's got deep pockets too. I mean, not as deep as the Dubai government, I guess, but pretty deep pockets, okay? And they are a major, major network where they own CBS. I mean, they can do what they want, okay, and pay for it. Not a big thing. Yeah, you know, look how much money they paid for Floyd Mayweather. You know they're losing money on that boxer doing his thing on Showtime pay-per-view. He's getting, what, 500,000-600,000 pay-per-views, and they're paying him like $40 million bucks? Tell me how that equates. It just doesn't, okay? Some talent is overpaid, like Floyd Mayweather. Some talent is underpaid, much like Chris Weidman, John Jones, Cain Velasquez, Ronda Rousey, TJ Dillashaw, Jose Aldo, Demetrius Johnson. Maybe not Demetrius Johnson because nobody gives a snot about 125 pounds right now because he's sort of in a division all by himself. There's no other stars. You've got to have stars to make you a star. You've got to beat stars. You've got to beat stars. That's why I think this Daniel Cormier, John Jones fight on the 3rd of January, it's a battle of stars. And I think that in my mind, I think that, you know, Cormier's beaten a better level of stars. And guess what? He hasn't broke a sweat doing it. He hasn't. Never been taken off his feet, never lost a round, never lost a minute of a round, I don't think. So, you know, he's like got a perfect record for him going for him. When you're undefeated and you're throwing no-hitters and guys are, you know, throwing no, it's like a pitcher, a perfect pitcher, throwing a perfect game. He keeps doing this. He can afford to slip up maybe here and there. And maybe get taken down. Who knows? And if he does get taken down by John Jones, if John Jones does do the opposite and go after Daniel Cormier and try to take him down, put him on the ground, it'll be interesting to see what happens there because I think Cormier is the superior wrestler, no question about it. I mean, the amateur background of his is like unparalleled right now in the world of mixed martial arts, especially in the heavyweight division. Heavyweight is, of course, 205-plus pounds all the way up to 265 pounds, which is the limit. Current champion, Cain Velasquez. Current interim champion, Fabrice Verdum, of course, out of Brazil. Him taking out Mark Hunt a few weeks ago in that UFC event, and it was a good, good event as far as that main event was concerned because Hunt was winning up until the point when Verdum did his thing, that flying, woo! Just, it's amazing. I think you can catch it. You can catch some of these clips on YouTube, and you can look around the internet and watch some of these clips. If you haven't seen them, I think, you know, it's something you really need to see. Maybe you could pull them up on the news, and somebody will, like, black market something or put pirate it and put it up on YouTube for a while and things like that. You know, I mean, you need to see these things. I mean, these are fights. Some of these fights, like UFC Fight Night, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Lyoto Machida, back in the winner's circle, doing his thing at 185, looking good. Man, didn't take too long for him to get rid of Mr. CB Dalloway. CB Dalloway didn't take that long, like less than a minute. Wow. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Did I mention the iHeart Radio Network? Hey, what about Sirius XM Satellite Radio and the American Forces Network?
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-Water.com.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So when you fill up, car, engine, and performance come together to make your drive come alive. Choose Shell V-Power today.
And learn how you can save big at the pump at FuelRewards.com.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
And he's not going to gas himself out. Lesnar trying to get back up. And he does. But he's exhausted. He's shot. And he gets rocked again. Lesnar covering up. Velasquez pouring it on. Hammer fist.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He's recovering from an accident.
Pete, Link, and Julie. Pete, Link, Julie, the Mod Squad. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial art. Lots of gossip to talk about in the world of MMA, of course. CM Punk, Joe Rogan says, of course, Joe Rogan being the announcer extraordinaire, sort of like the guy as far as UFC television is concerned. BJJ, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu expert himself, he said he can never fight, CM Punk. And here's the explanation he gave. He said he couldn't pass the drug test. And, quote, I would break that drug test like a hammer hitting a carnival bell in a Bugs Bunny cartoon. Zach Attack Young, what the heck does that mean?
That means that Joe Rogan enjoys the finer things in life, I guess we could say.
What, you mean like medical marijuana?
Yeah, Joe Rogan. I don't know if you've ever seen his stand-up comedy. He's actually a pretty funny stand-up comic, but he's always talking about that. So, yeah, Joe Rogan is basically an honorary San Francisco resident.
Well, you remember David Faustino from the Married with Children episode, the guy that played Bud Bundy?
Yes.
Yeah, well, he's got a medical marijuana outlet in East Hollywood. So, seriously.
Well, I believe it. I mean, it's becoming more and more accepted. You know, the government actually just made it. They did something where it's not a federal crime anymore.
Yeah, well, that means they're not going to spend federal money to close down these medical marijuana places. Too late for my lady Kathy in San Francisco. She got shut down and she's lost a lot of money. Let's talk about CM Punk. 185 pounds. You think he could fight?
I mean, he's in shape, you know. That's all we really know. We don't know anything about his fighting ability. I mean, I would assume he has some type of grappling ability, being a wrestler, even though it's fake wrestling. I would assume he has some type of ability, but I don't know. I think we'll just have to see how he does.
Okay. CM Punk, of course, signing with USC and going to be fighting somebody with a limited UFC record or a limited MMA record, like 1-0. I don't think it's sort of cool when Dana's putting Dana White, of course, the president, the face and the spokesperson of the UFC. He's putting out these reports on CM Punk saying he's going to fight a guy that's 1-0 or 1-1 or 2-1. What the hell does that mean? They're going to look for the softest touch they can find?
I think so. I mean, maybe they know something we don't. You know, maybe CM Punk doesn't have a lot of real experience, so they don't want to throw him to the sharks just yet. They're throwing him in with the guppies.
Matt Brown jumped all over him, and of course, CM Punk coming back saying at the bloodyelbow.com, thanks for calling me an athlete. That's all he did was call him an athlete. We're talking about CM Punk, of course, the professional wrestler. I think he's doing his thing with TNA and Spike TV as far as the fake stuff is concerned. And the real stuff, he's going to get his act together and fight in the Octagon in 2015 at 185 pounds. Good luck. Speaking of 185 pounds, Lyoto Machida only took a minute to take out CB Dolloway. Of course, that was down there in Brazil. He was at home. How did he look?
He looked good. You know, he landed a kick to the body and some punches. The kick to the body seemed as if it broke Dolloway's ribs, which is a little scary. We're hoping that Dolloway is okay, but as far as Lyoto Machida goes, I think that's an impressive performance, and it's about as good as he could have done.
Yeah, you know, was it one of those kicks that made the TV move?
Certainly. I think I felt that one. When I woke up this morning, my side was hurting.
Not too good. So I looked at the rest of the card, and I didn't see any superstars standing out here. Was it a decent card? And there were no chicks on the card. I like to see girls. What's up with the UFC? Why aren't they last week they gave us overdose on girls, and this week no girls.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they figured that we had too much estrogen. I don't know. But I like to see the girl fights. I think they're overall, I think percentage-wise, they're more entertaining than the male fights.
And I explained to you why, right? Because they're carrying the entire sport on their shoulders each time they go in there, and they realize that they dog it out and turn their back like Brock Lesnar did against Shane Carwin, that the sport would be, like, tarnished.
Yeah, certainly. I think that they realize what's on the line, and these girls come to fight, and they deserve credit for that, you know, and I'm happy to see the UFC pushing that more.
Speaking of Brock Lesnar, there's always rumors, like every couple of weeks, Dana's talking with him, and the UFC is talking with him, and this and that. He just doesn't have I know he had part of his stomach cut out of him, his colon, so I'm not saying this from a surgical point of view, but he just doesn't have the stomach for this, does he?
No, and I think Alistair Overeem kicked away whatever stomach he had left in that last fight. That was a nasty body kick he landed.
Another TV shaker, Alistair Overeem. Overeem now, how did he do on last week's card?
I mean, he got the finish, you know. He did as good as he could have done. I thought that he would get the knockout, so I correctly predicted that. But I think that he kept his UFC career afloat for a little while at least.
Speaking of UFC career, as a hometown guy in the house besides Leonardo Machida last night was Renan Barreiro, the former bantamweight champion, losing to TJ Dillashaw early in 2014. How good does he look? And, of course, can we really tell when they're fighting in Brazil because they could take so many different Flintstone vitamins?
Flintstone, that's a nice way to put it, Pedro. I don't think that you could tell, not necessarily because of what he might be taking, but because of the opponent. Mitch Gagnon, not exactly the cream of the crop at bantamweight, but I think that he got the win. And, I mean, as far as that goes, that's good for him, but it doesn't really say a lot about where he's at because it wasn't, like, top-tier opposition.
Leona Machida looking to hook up with Luke Rockhold, man. I mean, here we are, you know, in boxing, we've been clamoring for the best fighters to fight each other. And here, Luke Rockhold and Leona Machida are interested in fighting each other. That's so cool.
Yeah, I like that fight a lot. I think Machida would have the edge, but it's a good fight, and Rockhold has a good chance in it, as long as it's not in Brazil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the vitamins, the Flintstone vitamins. You know, you and I have talked about the monopoly that we believe the UFC holds over in the world of mixed martial arts, especially buying up all the smaller entities like Strikeforce and World Extreme Cage Fighting and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now they're being sued. A multi-million-dollar lawsuit. Kung Lee's part of the lawsuit as well. But on athletes saying that they were shortchanged. And I'll run these figures by you. Maybe you heard me earlier in the show. But if you had 200,000 homes at $50, I'm only doing this because I'm not a mathematician. I'm sure most of the listeners aren't either. You probably are. Anyway, 200,000 homes times $50 is $10 million. When you split it with the cable company, see, the cable company takes half. So it's a 50-50 split. So you're left with $5 million, not counting the live gate, not counting any international broadcasting, anything like that. We're just talking about domestic, okay? So you're stuck with $5 million. Now, when you look at the UFC payrolls with stars like Ronda Rousey only allegedly, supposedly taking down $100,000 for main eventing a pay-per-view, something's wrong, Zach.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of how the UFC fighters are paid. I think that, like, elite boxers make a lot more. Like, for example, like, somebody like Andre Berto, who we've mentioned, he was making a lot more per fight than Ronda Rousey makes, and I think we can agree that Ronda Rousey's a better overall caliber fighter than him. So it's a little unfair, to put it simply.
Unfair, and of course, I think these guys have got to look at. I've said all along that things should be a little bit different. I'm not trying to say that the UFC should break their entire business structure. I'm not saying that. I think they run a successful company. I just think they, you know, put it this way. They sort of remind me, here I go getting political now, sort of reminds me of the Republicans promising us in 1980 that if we didn't tax the poor, tax the rich, we'd get trickle-down economics and the poor folks would get some money. Well, we've had the down, but we never had the trickle. And I think the same thing applies here, Zach.
Yeah, it's not really trickling down. It's basically just a block of ice that's kind of staying at the top right there. You know, it's in a freezer right now. And that freezer is occupied by Dana White and the Fertittas. And the fighters aren't really seeing anything trickle down.
Yeah. Robbie Lawler, the current world welterweight champion, having defeated Johnny Hendricks with a somewhat controversial nod in some people's mind, a 5-round decision a few weeks ago. They're going to do it a third time.
I think they should. You know, both fights have been entertaining, in my opinion, and both fights have gone 5 rounds. So it's a good. I think fans get what they pay for when they pay for a Lawler Hendricks fight.
You know what? And you had Robbie Lawler losing 3 rounds to 2. I had him winning 3 rounds to 2 because I like aggression. I like guys that make fights.
Yeah, and you know, I can definitely see it your way. My only issue with the fight was, I don't think that Robbie Lawler won 4 out of 5 rounds, which is what one judge had him winning. I just think that was a little unfair to Hendricks.
Zach Attack Young's our guest, folks. Of course, we co-host the fantastic show that's in development. I love it, man. We like putting this together and like, yeah, it's not a Rembrandt yet, but it's looking like a Mona Lisa, baby. I'm talking about Sports Overnight America, the Saturday night edition, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Myself, Zach Attack Young, Dominic Jimenez, the three of us get together. Not Larry Curly and Moe of Late Night, but we have a great time. We have good laughs, so check us out. 10 p.m. Pacific time, Saturday nights on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Now, we're talking about the UFC and all the little contractual problems. Now, of course, I told you, I talked to my listeners earlier, and I talked about Rampage Jackson going back to the UFC. Is there any Rampage left in this guy? Can he even bark anymore?
You know, I think that he is definitely over the hill at this point, but I think he may be able to give some good fights to some people. I think he could be a solid gatekeeper, but I don't see him like reclaiming the championship or anything like that.
Do you think the UFC, Bellator is relatively the same thing that the UFC does. Do you think they need to change things a little bit, maybe go to a ring? I mean, in other words, because you're looking at Bellator, and I know a lot of people that tune into Bellator and watch it on Spike TV, you know, they're cruising channels, and think, the UFC. Don't you think they think that?
I think that could set it apart. It would be something different for the fans to see, you know. I don't think that would be too bad of an idea. That's what they did with Pride back in the day, and Pride was very successful for a long time.
Until the Yakuza, the Japanese mafia got involved. But, yeah, I talked about it earlier, those 10-minute opening rounds. I mean, guys like Ken Shamrock told me, man, that was the real deal. A lot of these guys that have trained 10-minute rounds in the gym tell me, man, that's really where it separates the men from the boys. Plus, some guys, they like that 10-minute round because it allows them to do things. In other words, you can't do things overnight. You can't break a guy down like in 2 or 3 minutes. Because remember, the UFC and MMA used to be like just one big round. I mean, you just started and then you finished, right?
Yeah, it was just like nonstop. And, I mean, that's how a real fight happens. You know, you don't – in a real fight on the street, you don't have people say, okay, well, we just fought for 3 minutes. Let's take a one-minute break. You know, you keep fighting until somebody gives up.
UFC 182, a fortnight away, John Jones, Daniel Cormier. I think you might owe me a soda or two by now, but I'm taking Cormier. You're taking John Jones. We betting a soda on this one?
Yeah, sure, we can bet a soda, Pedro. I think I can see Cormier winning. I think he has a good chance, but I just think that in the end, if it goes the decision, it's going to go Jones' way.
Well, Junior Walker says, what does it take? What does it take? It takes Daniel Cormier to take down John Jones, January 3rd, UFC 182. Zach Attack Young, I'll see you Saturday.
All right, sounds great. See you then.
Zach Attack Young, folks of ringtalk.com, Sports Byline co-host of Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. This is the great Junior Walker. This is Motown, baby, at his best. What does it take? Wow, what a sax. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez. Come with me.
And illuminate the night. Oh, 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 oh. We try and guide you to better times and brighter days. Don't be afraid.
The Supremes, no Diana Ross, Gene Terrell, whose brother Ernie Terrell was the first WBA individual heavyweight champion back in 1965 when Muhammad Ali was stripped. He died this past week at the age of 75 years old. Guess what? Alzheimer's, pugilistic dementia, getting beat on, combat sports, not good as far as residual effects are concerned. Speaking of residual effects, we've got to see where these lawsuits are going. I mean, in the coming weeks, of course, none of this will get settled, I believe, until the beginning of 2015. So just drag on during the holidays. Lawyers don't get together. Things just don't get done. Nothing's going to get done this month. Advertising deals, they don't get done, unfortunately, in December. But come January, everybody's going to roll up their elbows, get ready to go. The lawyer's making $500, $1,000 an hour. They're going to roll out their game, and they're going to stall things back and forth and push this as far as they can, make as much money. That's what lawyers do. You remember what Shakespeare said about all the lawyers, right? Behead them all. Just behead them. Well, to a certain extent, he had a point. There's a couple great guys. Seriously. Mark Rissman. Not too many, though. Some great, great attorneys, but not too many. You are Spider Bynum, the late Spider Bynum. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts this hour. Don't forget, we combine both boxing and mixed martial arts. Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then we come back on Sunday with our two-hour show. 11 a.m. Pacific time, an hour of boxing, an hour of MMA, both on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and iHeartRadio.